You're listening to SBS News.
Tomorrow, I will be joined by our Greens MPs in the House of Representatives in voting for the climate change bill. And when the bill comes before the Senate, we will vote for it there as well.
Adam Bandt has given the government the green light for their climate change bill. The support from the minor party all but confirms the government a clear passage to pass the legislation after weeks of negotiations. Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen has welcomed the decision.
It's a good day for Australia. It's a good day for our economy. It's a good day for our future. The climate wars may or may not be over, but they're certainly in retreat under this government.
The move ends fears of history repeating after the government voted with the Coalition against Labor's emissions trading scheme in 2009. But Adam Bandt insists his party will continue to push for more ambitious action on other environmental legislation.
This is round one. There is 3 years of this parliament, and there are a number of points coming up where we will push to stop opening coal and gas. We're going to have to review this country's environment laws, and we want a climate trigger in those laws.
The climate trigger would require all new coal and gas projects to be assessed on their environmental impact. But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he's not looking at that yet.
We're dealing with today's legislation. It's pretty significant. The Parliament is about to, after a decade of inaction and denial and delay, move forward.
Adam Bandt says negotiations between the two parties led to the 43% emissions reduction target becoming a floor rather than a ceiling, meaning the number couldn't go backwards in the future. It's crucial support, as the opposition this week formally declared it won't be supporting the bill. And opposition energy spokesman Ted O'Brien was again questioning the government's commitment to gas as part of its policy.
The Leader of the Greens has been successful in changing the government's emissions legislation to stop government agencies investing in gas projects. Given the Minister has joined with the Leader of the Greens previously in questioning the importance of gas, can he guarantee his support for the Beetaloo Basin project and other important gas projects?
The changes aren't that agencies can't invest in fossil fuel projects, just that they'll have to consider the environmental effects, which the Greens say will act as a deterrence. But climate isn't the only win for the government. On Wednesday, two bills will pass through the House of Representatives, one to abolish the cashless debit card and the other to give territories the right to legislate on voluntary assisted dying laws. Northern Territory MP Luke Gosling celebrated the vote, which was in the government's favour, 99 votes to 37.
It is well past time that Territorians, whether they be in the Northern Territory or the ACT, were treated as second-class citizens. And that will mean for Territorians that we will regain the ability to make laws on issues that affect us as Territorians.
The government has also announced the most significant review into the Australian Defence Force in 35 years. As strategic competition rises in the Pacific, the Prime Minister says the review will help to better equip the nation over the next decade.
I have commissioned this review to ensure that Australia has the necessary capability to defend ourselves in the most complex strategic environment we've encountered as a nation in over 70 years.
It will be led by former Labor Defence Minister Stephen Smith and ex-Defence Chief Sir Angus Houston. The former Defence boss says a review is needed now more than ever and issued this dire warning.
It's absolutely imperative that we review the current strategic circumstances, which I rate the worst I've ever seen in my career and lifetime.
But there are already concerns over how it'll operate, including from Australian Defence Association Executive Director Neil James.
We're a little bit puzzled why it's a two-person team rather than a three-person one, why they didn't bother to consult on all the previous reviews that have been done.
The opposition has also voiced its concern. Opposition Defence spokesman Andrew Hastie says based on Stephen Smith's time in office, his appointment could have consequences.
The Prime Minister today at the press conference said that we're facing the most complex strategic environment in the last 70 years. And how is he responding to that? He's appointing the man to lead the review who is responsible for the biggest cuts to defence in the last 70 years.
The government maintains that he's the right choice and the two will report back by next March. Krishani Danji, SBS News.